And then 90.3 WJTL, that's Carrollton's new song, Rebuilder. Nicole Norman celebrating a birthday. We celebrated with her song, Brave, before that. Good morning, Mindy and Fred with you at 7:02.
Lisa Landis wants to play your requests and your dedications. That's Fridays at 5 o'clock. Listen for your cue to call. You can email lisa@wjtl.com or post your request right on Facebook. That's each Friday afternoon. And it's the Friday request and dedication hour at 5 o'clock right here on FM 90.3 WJTL.
This morning, our friends Corey and Nina are here from Bible to School. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Fred.
Great to have you both here. Corey Pennypacker is the executive director of Bible to School. And Corey, anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yes, I'd like to say hello to my son, Ben, who better be getting up for school already.
Yeah, Ben. Mom says get up. So tell us a little bit about Bibles to School.
Sure. Bible to School is a nonprofit organization that teaches the Bible to public school children during their school day. So it's typically over lunch and recess, and we can do that. It's legal. You're looking at me like it's legal.
Oh, yeah.
And you can do that through the release time law, which you have to be off-site. You have to have parental permission. And you can't cost the taxpayer any money. Okay. And we've been doing that for over 40 years.
40 years.
Yes.
That's amazing. How many schools are you in the WJTL area?
We're in about 8 or 9 schools. Okay. And we just added another one this year in the school district of Lancaster.
And I understand you saw a lot of growth this past year.
Yes, we had, in the fall, we had 28% growth of our attendance of children. So
wow, what do you attribute that to?
Boston, you know, word's getting out. WJTL is getting the word out for us.
That's great.
People really want their children to learn about Jesus. They're kind of missing that in our culture today. People aren't, yeah. 3 out of 4 families are not going to church.
Wow.
So that affects the children a lot. So this is a convenient way to help them.
And I'm imagining with the growth, you're in need of maybe some help?
We are. We actually have kids on the waiting list, so we need 7 volunteers yet for the city. So
amazing.
That's what we're doing.
So if folks want more information about Bible to School, they can visit you online?
Yes, at BibleToSchool.com. That's Bible, the number 2, school.com.
And you have a Facebook, too.
We do. Well, got to have Facebook.
Yeah.
You know?
So they can go to Bible, and then just go to Facebook, type in Bible to School.
Right. Bible, the number 2, school.com, and we're right there.
Very cool. And Nina Maldonado is with us. Nina is a volunteer with Bible School, and she's on staff at Teen Haven. Good morning to you, Nina.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Thanks for having us
here. Yeah, anybody you want to say hi to?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Bria.
That's good. Tell us a little bit about how Teen Haven and Bible to School are teaming up.
Yeah, so Teen Haven is the host site, is one of the host sites for Bible to School. So we pick up the kids. I'm a group leader and volunteer. So we pick up the kids during their lunchtime at Carter McRae. We walk them over to Teen Haven, have lunch, and have a great time learning about the Bible, talking about Jesus.
Yeah, what do you love about doing that?
I love one story real quick, if I could share it. Like, there was a student who, when we picked him up, he said, what do we do at Bible to School? And our director answered, saying, we learn about Jesus. And he's like, who's Jesus? And she said, well, you're going to find out. So by the end, he's like, don't tell my teacher, but this school is my favorite school. And he was just loving it. So it's those things that I love about Bible to School.
Definitely. Yeah. I love that enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Well, coming up, we're going to talk more with Corey and Nina about Bible to School. In the meantime, visit online Bible to School, Bible, the number 2, school.com. Music.